thank God for his love, and we thank God for his mercy. Our Father and our God, we just come to bow our heads and our hearts, thanking you for the love that you poured out of us. That while we were yet sinners, you sent your son Jesus to die for us. And that's love. You went to a cross. That's love. You hung and bled and died. That's love. But early that Thursday morning, you got up with all power in your hand. That's love. But Lord, that wasn't enough. You sent down your precious Holy Ghost to teach, guide, and comfort us. Keep us in that love. And for that, oh God, we say thank you. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for our ability to be here this day in the precious and mighty matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Giving all glory and honor to God, who is my Lord and Savior. To his precious Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, our keeper, and our guide. It's good to be here.
Amen.
We see some here that had a little battle, but God has brought them through.
Amen.
And God has continued to heal and deliver them, even in the midst of that storm. Good to see Sister Davis out this morning. Good to see Sister Brown, Sister Snell Brown out this evening. God is good. And God, and I just want to, by way of encouragement, say, God doesn't bring you anywhere that he can't take you through.
Amen.
Amen. No matter what it might be, God doesn't bring us anywhere. And God knew what he was doing this morning when I was asked to do the Sunday school lesson, and we were out of books. And in it, the lesson that we talked about this morning is what you should know about life's storms. I think that's very important to know. What do we do about life's storms? Because God has a reason and a purpose.
Amen.
For us. The bulk of our argument will be from Acts 27. But just before we look at Acts 27, I want us to hear these words, because these will make a major impact on how we go through this psalm. And that's out of, and I didn't get a chance to print this out, make it large enough so I can hold the Bible up a little closer. Amen. You know, like some of y'all. And from chapter 11, verse 25. That were at 11:25, but I want to read from 2 Corinthians, first of all. 2 Corinthians, 11th chapter. Three times I was beaten with a rod. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day. And I've been in the depths, in the journey, and in peril, in robbery. Okay, just remember, not one time, but three times. You may be seated. Acts 27. It is the story, and you can read that because you have to read the whole book because it's about, I don't know how many verses it is. 44 verses. Y'all don't want me to read 44 verses to you. You do?
Go ahead.
I'm going to put it on tape. Amen. But it's the story of Paul, who, because of his faith, was being shipped to Rome to stand trial for something that all of us ought to want to feel guilty about, and that is calling and lifting and witnessing to the good and the love of God.
Amen.
And he refused to take it back, but because of who he was, a Roman citizen, he petitioned. But even more important than that, God had told him, you must go to Rome. Because the witness and the testimony you've given here, I want you to tell those in authority in Rome the same thing. So therefore, you must go to Rome. Now, in the midst of this travel, and in most of our lives, we all have had some type of storm. A storm, by definition, is a disturbance in the environment or the atmosphere in which is normally peaceful. So with that definition in mind, how many of you have never had a storm? Never been in a storm? Maybe a financial storm, or a health storm, a bereavement storm, a career storm. Something always seemed to get in our midst and disturb what we would normally call normal. And so here we find Paul in the midst of storm. Now, one thing you have to know about storm, Paul calls some storms himself. Prior to his conversion, he was trying to kill Christians and putting them in jail, but God has a way of flipping the script. God can take what looked like a defeat and turn it into a victory.
Amen.
Here we find that the mode of transportation in that day, primarily if there was any distance, was by ship. Not by train, not by plane, but by ship. And the ships normally took a longer time to get there. But it was the fastest mode going at the time. And in our life storms, we run into situations and problems in life. Just because we are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, blood bought and fire baptized, doesn't mean storms will not come in your life.
Right.
Matter of fact, if you try to, the closer you live, try to live for God, the more storms it appears to come. Because life storms can cause us who call ourselves Christians, who stand for right and righteousness, will look at us and see that sometimes, if we're not careful, the storm will cause us to drift.
Come on, sir.
Paul's ship was in a hurricane force wind, and Dr. Phillips, who once was here, wrote a book about storms, and he talked about a Eurocodon storm, and that storm is not meant to destroy, but because the ships could not maneuver around like because they were depending on the storm. They had to allow the storm to carry them. And if we are not careful, we'll allow the storms to carry us and we'll start drifting away from the fact that God is still in charge. God did not promise us because we accepted him that we were going to have smooth sailing. But even in the midst of God, we will often not do or have smooth sailing. But we still serve the Lord with spirit and in truth. And we don't drift away because of the winds and the waves. But we just hold on to that promise that God has told us that, "Lo, I'm with you always." Even in the midst of the storm. And sometimes storms cause us to want to throw away stuff and get away from around people and things that we may need later on in life. But because we're in the storm today, we want to depart from everything. Get away from everybody. It's most seen in our society in the death of a loved one. I just don't want to be bothered with anybody. That's when you need strength. Well, I don't feel like going to church. That's when you need to go.
Amen.
You need to go when you don't feel like it. Because when you don't feel like it, you're open enough to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to say. We are not discard stuff. Being from the country, an old saying that said, "Don't burn the bridge that brought you across, because you may have to turn around and go back across that same bridge."
That's right.
Don't forget about the people as you go up, because if you're not careful, you may meet them on your way down. So when storms come in our life, we want to, instead of running to the bottle or running to a joint or running to the club, you ought to run to Christ. Storms can cause us to get despair. Sometimes when it seems like nobody has an answer, when we're sick and it seems like we're praying, we're asking God to do everything, but it just doesn't seem like he's answering us. We find ourselves sometimes getting depressed and want to just go into ourselves. But that's the time when you need that God that says, "Lord, I'm with you always." It's that time when he steps in and lets you know that the storm can't conquer you. But you conquer the storm. But how do you conquer the storm? I'm glad you asked, everyone. There's some hard anchors that we need to have. And one of those anchors is we need to be around God's people. Paul shared information on the ship because he was sharing because of who he was around. The angels told him, "Don't worry about it. The ship might tear up, but nobody will be lost."
Amen.
The safest place in one storm is with God's people. That's why we need to be in church together, fellowshipping on Sunday,
all right.
At Sunday school,
right. At
worship, at prayer meeting. Try calling on God. I don't mind praying for anyone, but every now and then, you ought to stop and have a little talk with Jesus. You ought to tell him your prayer will go as far as my prayer if you put your hand in God's hand. God has promised us. Just as he had promised Paul years earlier, toward the end of the summer, he told Paul, he said, the scripture said, "I believe in God. Even as you have told." Paul's anchor was God's promise
to do just what he said he would do. If God said he will heal you, he will heal you. If God said he will deliver you, he'll deliver you. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. Too many problems, too many times we turn to everybody, Mama Susu and the fortune teller. If don't turn our hearts and our minds, some are more religiously read the horoscope than they do God's word. Who was that? Dion Warwick was telling everybody's future. But she couldn't see that she was going broke. I trust God rather than trusting man. Secondly, we need to stay with God's promises and keep God's promise. And then we need to understand, number three, God's purpose for our life. We need to ask God, what is it you really want me to do? What is it you really want me to be about? God tells Paul, I purpose for you to go to Rome. And this storm can't change. God's purpose serves as an anchor in the midst of the storm. An anchor is how many of you know what an anchor is? You see these big things on the side of the boat that look like a hook on both sides. An anchor. Now, some people think the anchor will stop the ship. Amen? Sometimes, if it's long, not going fast enough, the anchor will bring the ship to a halt. But if it's at a certain speed, the anchor will just ride on the bottom because it don't always flip the direction it needs to. But God is our anchor. Amen? He may not stop what we're going through, but he has the ability to stop it if he has to. But we need to let the anchor rest in Christ. We need to call upon him. And that's the fourth thing. We call upon him in prayer. God, this sea is getting rough out here. And this life is tearing me apart, Lord. But what must I do in the midst of my storm? He said, drop anchor. Paul dropped anchor. And then he prayed for the morning. We have to do some stuff on our own first.
Amen.
You can't expect God to do everything. Because he tells us, be careful for nothing. But in everything, prayer, everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. We don't just wake up and expect God to answer our prayer in the midst of a storm. He said, by prayer, do your part. Supplication, thank you. Lord, I may be going through a storm, but I know somebody in worse shape tonight. Because I know somebody that's going through the same storm, but they don't have somebody to go through the storm with them. If you have Jesus, you got more than enough.
Amen.
You don't need a whole bunch of folk. But you do need Jesus. And if you got Jesus and you call it on him, trusting him, your ship may break apart. In the midst of the storm, your ship may break apart. Amen?
Amen.
You may say, well, Pastor, that's not very sure. Reassure you. But if your ship breaks apart and you're on the ship that Jesus told you to be on, you know, he could say the whole ship. But he tells them, Paul tells them Some of them got to land and they jumped off and started swimming to land. But there were some of us, like me and Brother Reed, that didn't know how to swim. So we just had to pray that the ship was going to make it all the way in. But then the ship started tearing apart. And when the ship started tearing apart, Paul said, don't worry about the whole ship. God has promised that all 276 of us are going to make it out. Just grab a piece. You know, most of us are making it in today on broken pieces. Our lives are not always together, but we got a piece of the rock. Now, I don't need the whole rock. All I need is a piece of the rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus. We'll make it in on pieces. Don't give up your faith. Don't give up your trust. Just hold on to the peace that God has called them. And all 276 of them were saved. Hallelujah. That's something to shout about. Even though they went through a storm and the ship was lost, but they were saved. God is telling you this morning, I don't care what kind of storm you're going through. I don't care what kind of vessel you're on. Your vessel may be destroyed, but just hold on to the peace. That's what the parable is trying to say. When the man asked Jesus for some bread that fell from the master's table, Jesus was trying to tell him, yeah, but it's not lawful to give. He said, but even the dogs can have the crumb, because the same DNA that was in the whole loaf is also in the crumb. I just want a piece. I don't need the whole rock, but give me that piece. Because if he give me P-I-E-C-E, he'll give me P-E-A-C. If I get the little piece, then I can have peace that surpasses all understanding. Pray for the anchor, that the anchor will hold and grip a solid rock. But if you really read that story carefully, you know the anchor, they called the ship to tear apart.
That's right.
Who is our anchor? Because if you put too much trust in stuff, you won't put your full trust in God. God said, I don't need the whole vessel to save you. You just have to have the faith to get a piece. Hallelujah. I'm glad today that one day I didn't get the whole ship, but I did get a piece. And that piece has carried me down through the years. Because my soul is anchored in that peace. God is good. His mercy is everlasting. And if you're having problems in your life right now, and it seems like you're going through a storm and there's no answer, just pray.
Amen.
Trust God and call on his promises. And hold on to that peace. The peace that will carry you in, even though your ship may look destroyed. Even though your life may seem to be in the quarter. Hold on to that peace which is in Christ Jesus. Sister Jordan, can you do my soul's anchor? Because no matter what, we ought to have our faith,
yes, sir,
and our trust in God. Paul wasn't worried about his journey. said, the Lord has told me I must go. Amen. And if God said I must go, then he's going to make a way for me to get there. I may have some ups and downs, but he's going to make a way for me to get there. Amen. We invite you this morning. Anchor your soul in Christ Jesus. You may have some hard times. You may have some losses in your life, but God is able to anchor you. And that God will see you. Well, he said, lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. How do you handle the storm? By putting Christ at the center of it. And never, because there's peace in the eye of the storm.
Though the storms keep on raging in
my life,
candidate
for baptism,
and sometimes
a Christian experience,
it's hard to tell
invite you to come this morning.
Night and day.
God is able to keep and sustain you.
Still that hope that lies 'cause my